Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show running on all cylinders today. We're all here. Vinny, welcome back.
Good morning.
Sorry for your traumatic hospital week you've had.
Yeah, me too.
Everybody okay?
Yeah, everybody's okay. I mean, we're all pretty tired from it.
I bet.
It's wearing.
Yeah.
So you want to hear the story? Or?
Yeah.
All right, let me get it over with. So, as you know, the missus was in a car accident on Monday lunchtime. Someone hit her from behind, and she got sandwiched into the person in front of her.
But it seemed like a minor thing. Like
it was minor.
Everyone seemed fine.
Right. It was minor. And the Mercedes came through it very nicely.
Oh, great.
Ding, ding.
Right.
Shame.
The only thing that went off were the headrests.
Oh. Now, is there some kind of reset that has to happen
That's
with that?
That's got to happen when it gets repaired.
Okay.
Because they...
So it just got a little scraped up. The
but you can't drive it like that because it pushes them... You can't drive.
Right. Like, the seats need to be reset.
I mean, I guess you can sit forward. I don't know. You can figure it out, but it's pretty screwed up.
Okay.
Anyway, so on Monday, we went to the hospital and I sent you a picture because... She needed to just be checked out by the doc and make sure everything was okay with the baby. They listened to her. I think they put her on a heartbeat monitor.
For the baby.
Right. For like 4 hours. So we were there a good part of the... Well, they were there a lot longer than I was. I brought dinner over and ended up there for a couple. So...
They, her and Isla?
Yeah. So the next day, Tuesday, around 4 o'clock, she started saying, I don't feel good. The missus did. And there were a list of symptoms that we were, a piece of paper that we were given that said, you look fine. Watch out for these symptoms.
Because symptoms because she's pregnant? Or
yes.
Okay.
Because they fear that the placenta tore, the cervix opened.
Right.
All kinds of possibilities.
Through the jostling of the car accident.
Right. So she started to feel really stomach sick and was extremely concerned that because that was on the list of symptoms. So by, I don't know what it was, 8 o'clock, she came down from putting the kid to bed and went. And I had done dinner. I said, just go lay down. I did dinner. I did nap or I did a bath and all that stuff. Mom put her down, and then she came down and said, I'm not okay. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
So thank you to our good friend Lisa Freifeld, who dropped everything and came over and sat with our kid.
Who was already in
asleep,
bed.
Asleep, right. Or on her way to being asleep. Those are the moments where you go, what are we supposed to do?
Right.
And
well,
luckily,
that's where your village comes in.
Right, that's where Lisa just didn't even, she just...
Yep.
Heard our request, hung up.
That's what friends do.
And we heard that.
Right.
And we
I'm
were
here.
Like. So we went to the hospital and spent the entire night there. And so they did. And she was.
Ill.
Both sides.
Oh,
so she was. She was definitely sick. And we were like. They have these neat little throw up bags.
Oh.
And at one point, the doc or the nurse was like. Trading her out.
Oh, God. Oh.
In like right then, here. So it was pretty heavy. And they did blood tests and they did a physical check to make sure stuff was okay. And in the end, I think what we think she caught the flu or some kind of stomach bug at the hospital
the first
night.
The first time around.
Because even the doc said, oh, the doc actually said, oh, I had the stomach flu and it was going around. And I'm like, I just shook your hand and I went over and right in front of everybody and was like, antibacterial. Jesus. So I don't know.
So now everyone in your family is in line for this.
I don't know. I can't say.
Oh.
But we got home, I want to say at 4 in the morning. That's why I was texting you guys and sending you, you know, real time photos. Like, I'm still sitting here. And even if I, which I didn't get any sleep, even if I'd gotten any, I really can't leave her alone.
No. And frankly, you know, that's what happens when you're in a family. You know, your family has to come first. And there was no question on any of our minds that you...
Well, and that's cool.
Don't worry about that.
And I appreciate the support. And I talked to Michael and I talked to you guys. And obviously, I got nothing but the best of support and encouragement. But there's still a part of me that's like, I got to get to work.
Yeah.
Is this going to continue? Are we going to be here all night?
Right. I'm trying to plan.
And it wasn't that I didn't,
morning.
I don't love her or want her, but I was like, you know, give her a shot or a pill or a.
Right. Stomach settler.
Let's get on with this. I got to get to bed.
Was your friend Lisa just asleep on the couch?
Yes. And... at 4 in the morning when we got there, she was asleep. But she jumped up and was like, it's all good here. And we're all, you did our dishes. What are you doing?
Well, she's probably worried on her own.
Right.
Right.
You know,
of course.
I've certainly done that when I've babysat, like, clean people's house. Cause
yeah, you pick up because you're awake and you're, you know. Uh-huh. And when you don't know when it's going to end, and I'm sure you were giving her updates as well. You know, you're just like, you don't want them to come home to, they're sick, they've been at the hospital, and now they got to do the dishes.
Yeah.
You know, you do. That's sweet. You know what? Here's to Lisa.
Lisa!
Right.
The neighbor who
awesome.
They called, and
the
boom, she was over there.
To Lisa today.
Yep, today's show is
all right, great. Well, let's make it a good
Friday's
one.
Ugly Sister Thursday.
Yes. Oh, God. Thursday. Get out of here already. Sheesh.
So, anyway, that's the long and short of it, and I appreciate all the encouragement. It was obviously... stressful, and I still don't feel normal.
No.
By it.
Nope. Well, it's a screwed up week.
Right.
Your whole week has been turned upside down and given a good shake.
Right. Yep. So vacation can't come too soon.
I know.
We all feel it. We all feel
it. I was thinking this morning, like, it is time to just to take a minute.
I can't wait to get to Maine. I'll tell you.
Oh, my
right
God.
Now.
Tell me about it. God, are you going too? God, I'll meet you there.
Right.
Oh,
look out, lobsters.
It's so, you know, you guys might have heard I've been doing a backyard project. So,
what?
Yeah, I just, you know, a little something in the backyard. Getting ready for 4th of July. So, it's almost like this vacation couldn't be worse timed or better timed. Like, it's terrible because if I had next week, there's 5,000 more things that I would do.
To the yard.
Oh. But I thought you were done.
Well, we are done, but there's still things.
5,000?
Things that won't be done in time for the party. Like, John has this whole lighting scheme that he wants to. It's like he's not going to get the thing going.
And the stone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I have to pick that up at 11 o'clock on Friday. And it's, you know, so that's
tomorrow,
not
you mean?
Tomorrow.
Right.
So that's not going to get installed until we get back. Anyways, so it's bad because it's right. It's just this last week, and we're really done with this frigging never-ending thing. And we just get so much more done. On the other hand, it's forced relaxation.
Right.
Like, there's not going to be a damn thing I can do. And I'm stuck on it. I'm telling you, this island thing is actually it's like...
I wouldn't like it.
It's tough, because you can't bring your car out there. You got to park in the ferry lot building, and that's, you know, however much for the week of parking, and then you got to take this ferry, and if you want to come back to do any grocery shopping at all, to do any, you know, if you want to go to a restaurant, I mean, there's only, like, a couple homes on this island.
Well, that's not the part.
What's the part?
Sleeping in a barn with 20 people.
No, it's not going to be
part.
One barn. It's
the
it's
whole
a,
getting
it's
on a ferry is fine.
There.
Where are you going to be? You got nothing else to do in the middle of the daytime. You don't. I mean,
no. I want to go and you know.
How long are you going to be there?
For a week.
That's
gonna,
a long time.
It's going to be absolutely great. These are all people that I love. That we're going to be jamming every night, which is you know right up my alley.
You guys have enough alcohol though.
Oh, don't worry. I'm stopping at the Costco before I. Cross any kind of ferry channel.
I think I like that part. The ferry part, that's fun. It's an adventure. It'll be different and it is what it is. There's no like, you just said it. It's forced rest because you can't go.
Can't do anything.
Well, I'm going to take the shortcut.
Yeah.
What, swim?
No, there's no shortcut.
Rowboat?
How about a helicopter? Can I get a quick helicopter ride?
Yes.
So that is what it is. You're going to have to be prepared and organized. Go with your list.
Yep.
We need 50 lobster for me.
Yep.
Yeah.
for the week.
How much do you guys need?
Well, because that's the thing is I love eating out on vacation. And plus, when you've got 20, 30 people gathered together, like that's difficult to cook for. So people are going to have to figure out their own breakfast and lunches, which is totally fine. But then there's going to have to be some kind of dinner plan every night. And I don't really know that they've planned this whole thing out. Of course, we're on the West Coast, so we have no hand in
this. I'm sure they have. They know how many people they've invited over. They can't possibly be thinking.
I know that the first night we have a big old New England traditional clam bake, which I'm super excited for. But I want to go into town regularly and stroll around and.
I think your biggest concern will be if this place where you are, if the town, as you say, where you're going to go to from the ferry sucks, then you're bummed.
Well, we have a car, so we can drive. Maine is gorgeous. The Maine coast is absolutely gorgeous. It's, you know, super rocky and the water's freezing and it's just beautiful. It's beautiful up there. Like, I'm actually really excited to get
home. Well, they may. I've definitely been on vacations where I went, how are there no decent restaurants around here?
Yeah.
This place sucks.
It's New England. That won't be a problem.
So you know that that's
there'll
all
be
good.
All I need to see is a place that says seafood, and I'll be fine.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
And any kind of little mom and pop sub shop, get me a good grinder in there.
And you know they'll be good.
You just know it. I mean, if they're not good, I'm going to Yelp the out of them. You've got to be kidding me.
Hold on. You don't feel that way about here, though, do you?
No.
Right.
No.
At all.
But I feel like there's super traditional foods there, where here, I feel like every restaurant has its own little thing going on. And some are absolutely great, and others are like, well, I never need to go there again. But there's staples, you know? Like, you go to a clam shack, and you're getting fried clams, and you know they're going to have the belly on them, and you're going to get, you know, they're just the way that they are back home.
You want the belly on them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Well,
don't.
Sometimes you get the little clam strips.
Belly or neck?
The whole thing. I want the whole clam deep fried. That's what I want. Scallops and shrimp and.
Scallops.
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 What do you call them?
Scallops.
Scallops.
Scallops? Yeah. I suppose I say scallops sometimes. Scallops.
All right.
No, I'm sorry. Sorry about it.
Well,
it's a good thing you're going to have like another week after that Maine trip, because otherwise she would come back talking all Boston.
All the Village is coming out for the 4th of July,
oh,
so I'm going to be stuck in the whole
thing.
He is? Awesome.
He is, yes.
Wait
so
a minute.
See him.
So when are you leaving for Maine?
We're leaving Friday.
Wait, you're going to go get your little limestone.
Yes, and then go get on a plane.
Go all the way back home.
Yes. Our flight's not until, our flight's
it's going to be
cut it close.
We're going to have to leave a little early on tomorrow.
Yeah.
By the way, you have lots of things to cut today.
Oh yeah.
we held out for you.
We waited for you.
I'm glad. You know what? Believe me, I knew that was the case. And
well, I was hoping that nothing would show up. But anyway, so and then we'll be back at Saturday of next week. So we'll have a few days leading up to the party, and then Village comes out. It'll be all Boston all the time.
I believe our workload will eliminate the option of a secret show today.
I'm not sure.
I think
actually.
So.
Yeah.
Well, we got Johnny Mosley here, though. I would love to do a little something with him.
That's nice.
Yeah,
you can do that.
You can do that. I have things to do, man.
Yeah, we got 20, probably more, right?
Yeah.
At least 20?
No, we have 12.
12
plus a couple of
promo stuff.
All right.
We're doing like Disneyland next week, some outside land stuff.
That's
we have
fine.
15 so, in total.
Yeah, right. just about.
We'll be fine. We'll live. We'll live through. Oh, my God. We have 15 minutes to do.
Johnny has been, I know he's doing the movie review, and that'll be the main agenda of the day. But that dude has been traveling nonstop.
He's a worker.
I want to say January, because there were the Olympics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which he was part of, and then I think he went straight out and did the Warren Miller stuff, shooting for Warren Miller films.
Oh,
seemed like it, according to his Instagram.
Yeah, that's all I know about
it. I know,
it.
I only ever see him on Instagram.
But I'd had, our girl from Specialized, Carmella, had said, hey, can you see if Johnny will do? And I was, anything she wants, I'm like, yep, I'll try.
Right.
I'll ask. I can't give you more than that. And I did. And his wife actually wrote me back and said, he's not even in the country at the moment. And he would do that, but he's not going to be around. And I was like, Just said I'd ask.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, the wife, Malia, handles the business.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So
no,
even,
she was
even
cool.
I have to go
She's
to her.
She's great, I know.
Yeah. but Vinny, on your schedule, I'm going to give you right now, Johnny is
he's a Grand
Marshal for the NASCAR race this weekend. So he's going to come in a little bit early today during your break, like 8:37, and talk about being Grand Marshal, what festivities are. And then we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the NASCAR race on Sunday.
So this is a hot ticket.
In Napa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sonoma Raceway.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. So I'll give you all that info right now.
Right. And then he can hang out for the news or, you know, the thing about me is he's always got plenty of stuff to talk about. So
he's
we'll see how that goes. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, we peek for the week as Johnny and Hooman review
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Mm, looks great.
Vinny loves these dinosaur movies.
I love them. I love the dinosaur
Listen,
movies.
Listen, I will tell you something. The book, the original book, is it Jurassic World?
Jurassic Park.
Was
absolutely
epic.
Great. Yep.
I couldn't have loved that book more.
And I thought that they did an incredible job with the movie. That was one time where the movie and the book were both equally great.
Pretty good, yeah. The fact that they've turned it into a franchise well beyond any books ever written by... Was that Crichton?
I think it was Michael Crichton, yeah.
That's just Hollywood doing what it does.
Well, look, that was a blockbuster. Let's cash some more checks on that. I actually really enjoyed the last one. I like Chris Pratt, and I like that Bryce Dallas Howard, and I thought that they had some good chemistry, plus dinosaurs. Love that. And this one looks great. There's one scene, I'm sure you've seen the trailer. It's this huge wave, and all these dudes are riding the wave, or one guy's going, and there's other people up at the crest, and you see the monster coming through the glassy face of the wave, and he just grabs the dude. He's humongous.
Speaking of, have you heard of the movie Meg?
I have, yeah.
Oh, is this about the Megalodon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jason Statham. Did you see the trailer for that?
So someone sent that to me. I'd been super busy. I haven't looked at anything for 2 days plus. But this morning I got up and did my routine and someone had sent me the trailer for this and I didn't know what it was. And it's a little girl and she's walking in sort of an underwater habit trail thing. So, you know.
Yeah, like at an aquarium.
A clear tube sort of walking, following this. I don't even know what she was following. But then she stops and she looks out to the water. And slowly, a mouth of a shark appears, like 10 times the size of this little tube this little girl's in. And it goes, bah! And hits the glass right where this little girl's standing. And then the screen changes. And it's like the people hearing the noise going, what was that? And I just...
Oh, so is this in the open ocean, this
It's tube? Open ocean, yeah. And it's a giant shark. Like, what did you call it?
Megalodon.
That's what it's called.
Which is supposed... It's like a mythic... They say it's a prehistoric shark, but it's been proved that that was never a thing, right?
Well, no. It's a thing.
I don't know. I thought Shark Week did a piece on that.
So I got to see the trailer in IMAX. So I'm sitting with one of my buddies, and all of a sudden, like... We're watching the exact same thing, which is this open tube in the middle of the ocean and this little Asian girl walking, you know, with her, you know, teddy bear.
Right.
And this giant mouth appears. And what Vinny left out is the shark looks at the girl and tries to eat her.
Oh.
His bite goes around the whole tube.
Right.
But he can't break it.
Thank God.
The parents come and they go, what was that? And she goes... There's a monster out there.
Yeah, it's terrible. I won't watch it. So the person who sent it to me was like, won't this be great? Obviously, because I surf and I'm out in the water with those guys all the time. And I was like, no, I won't watch
not
that.
Great.
Not happening. I know that's not real life.
Is this real life?
Speaking of, we finally watched Monsters, Inc. Loved it. Absolutely.
How much like Isla is little... Is her name Boo?
Boo, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Boo?
The little girl's named Boo.
Aw.
I pulled up pictures of Isla as a kid and showed them to her. I was like, you look like that kid. Look. Because she wore pigtails all the
time.
What
did she think?
She loved it. We both loved it.
It's so great.
Yeah.
What a great, funny, hilarious, wonderful movie that
and
is.
Has all the heart you expect
from a Pixar movie.
So there I am going, gosh, why every time do I cry at these movies?
He's got a hug. What's his name? Sully?
Yes. Yeah.
And what's the little eyeball's name?
Mike Wazowski.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mike Wazowski. Mike Wazowski.
I love that they do, the Pixar folks do little shout outs to the Bay Area too. Like in the boys' room is an A's hat hanging on the, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they do little things where you go, ah, that's our home that they're, you know, shouting out to. That's cool.
In The Incredibles, there's like a mapping. They're kind of going through the town. On some kind of a chase. It's like, I think Shattuck Avenue is on there, and there's all these sort of local, like right around where Pixar animation is located in Emeryville. Like all these little shout outs to the area.
So the Megalodon is real. It they were able to find some teeth and in some jaw fragments back in like 1667 in the ocean. And
they found those in 1667?
Yeah, yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
And they've, you know, found other things since, like in 1880 and crap like that. But anyway, the shark was about 60 feet long.
Oh, that's a big-ass shark.
And a six-foot-sized man could sit in the right side of the jaw.
Oh.
Just, like, sit on it like a chair?
Like a chair, yeah. Like, yeah, you wouldn't... Like, the jaw's... The mouth is so big... It could probably eat three dudes at a time.
Oh.
Not to be gross, but the upside to that is at least you're gone. Like,
yes.
You know, these sharks that we're swimming with out here.
Or now you're just bleeding out, attracting more
sharks. They bite you and then
death of a thousand,
you know, swim
cuts.
Away for a second so you can just drain out.
Mm.
Meanwhile, you're like, I don't think I have a foot.
And also there's a frenzy about to happen.
Right.
Yeah, that's the other's approach.
Yuck.
Is that blood I smell?
Right.
I think I might go investigate.
Come on, guys.
Hey, guys. You smell that? Let's go see.
Looks like Frank started a meal. Yeah. Started a party.
He started a meal.
Great.
Thanks, Frank. Oh, no problem, guys. Go ahead.
Anyway, so thanks for your support, you guys. I do appreciate the
of course.
The past
oh
couple
God.
Days have not been a party.
There would never be a time when, you know, we would be like, what?
Get in.
You're not coming in.
Well... believe me, I sent pictures. I'm like, I'm here.
We believe
you.
KLZ, KLZ, HD1, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. We're good. We'll be back after this. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sorry. Oh my God, look at the size of that jaw. Boy, human. That is amazing. So that is the Megalodon.
That's a real jaw.
No, they took the pieces and decided how big it would be based on that.
I want to say for a minute there, the Monterey Bay Aquarium had a giant shark
like display
in an ice box, like in ice.
Oh.
If anyone remembers that, I'd love to. I remember we went and saw it, and it was huge. And the reason, like, they froze it so they could display it.
Oh.
So
seems
frightening.
Like you'd need a huge thing to freeze
right.
that in. That's amazing.
I had this vague memory of it. It had to have been here.
Like when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Or were you, oh, funny.
Yeah, so many, many, many years ago.
Right. A
anyway,
giant shark.
There's probably no chance someone will remember that. Anyway, what's up?
There's plenty of chance. People love the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Sure.
So, yesterday we got the news, Vinny, that... not only are Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande engaged after dating for a month, but they are moving in together into a $16 million killer apartment in New York City with a view of the Empire State Building. And I do have some pictures of it here if you'd like to see what it looks
sure.
like.
Sure.
It is.
Something tells me she bought that.
You know, we're not even sure if it was purchased. It could just be a rental. Sting is your neighbor. It has its own private IMAX theater. It's a pretty awesome building too. Like I don't know how much of the outside they're showing in that, but it's very Jetson styled. It has like these crazy like back and forth zigzags going up the front of it, which it's hard to even explain how they work on the front of it because they're sort of the thing that ties in with all of the balconies, and it's really a cool building. And at $16 million an apartment, it better be. But he's getting 4,000 square feet in the Chelsea neighborhood. Oh, it's a good dream come true. Boy, what doesn't this girl offer? What doesn't she come with?
Uh-huh.
She really does come with all the bells and whistles. So last night, Pete Davidson, just a humble 24-year-old dude from Saturday Night Live. He's been on for the last few seasons. He's, you know, kind of a dopey looking dude with these big dark circles under his
eyes. He does have huge
circles
under his
eyes. He is a guy who has dependency issues. He's got some mental issues. He's very forthright about all of this. He's actually talked about it in little mini monologues that he's done on the news segment where he comes out and he's like, yeah, this is how screwed up I am.
Well, I don't know if that stemmed. I don't know how anything works with your body if you're born with that. But does he say that it stems from his dad dying in 9/11?
He would have been about probably about five, maybe, when that happened. And I can't imagine that didn't affect him incredibly. Like, it's already difficult to be a human and to grow up, and we all go through our trials and tribulations. But to have lost your dad in 9/11, I mean, I can't see how you could that could not be a figure.
Yeah.
But, right, not figure into it. So, boy, he's happy now, though. And he was on Jimmy Fallon last night to tell us all about it. Now, Jimmy, I should say, Jimmy has Ariana Grande on all the time. Like, they seem to genuinely be friends. They have a great rapport. They do little skits together, all kinds of little singing games and little sides. He's got this show called Elle that he does all the time, and she's on that. They have a very cute relationship. And obviously, he knows Pete Davidson because he's a former SNL guy himself.
Right.
So Pete comes on as a guest last night. Here's how that went.
You know that you didn't have to get engaged to Ariana Grande to come on our show.
But I did, though.
You did.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks.
You know we love her so much. And
yeah,
I love you, too.
I feel like I won a contest. So I'm sick.
How are you handling it all right now?
Lit, Jimmy.
Oh, my. Well, I was thinking I was going to.
If you didn't catch that.
He said bleeping lit.
It's effing lit, Jimmy.
Yeah, it's effing lit.
It's effing lit, Jimmy.
Say that. But
it's so lit. It's so funny walking down the street because, like, dudes are walking by and they're like.
Tipping the hat.
Like, you ever see that Derek Jeter commercial where he was, like, retiring and everybody just tips his hat?
That's right. It feels like that.
Yeah. Some dude came up to me and was like, yo, man, you, like, gave me hope. I was like, I didn't know I was that ugly.
God, you
Jesus.
Are
not.
Oh, no way.
No, yeah, I'm a lucky motherfucker.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you really, really are. Yeah. That's fantastic. We love you both. Congratulations to you.
By the way, Ariana Grande is standing side stage, clapping and laughing through his whole bit on there and making little kissy faces. They're in love.
Let's include Vinny. Unfortunately, Vinny, you know how we are.
What?
And we are placing bets on how long this couple is going to last. So.
Let's play a game, Vinny.
All right. Ariana and Pete, we have here. Sarah says they're going to last to August 10th. Hooman says September 1st. Bryn says 5 years.
I have hope.
Yuzette says till the end of this year.
So you're giving them till New Year's Eve.
Yes. Vinny, what do you say?
So the first thing that goes through my head, if I could, having been 24 once myself, getting to live in a $16 million New York palace, especially if you're from there, and that's so now you're living the thing that you've probably looked up at a million times going, oh, to live there. Mm.
So you're saying he's going to work extra hard to try to keep this going.
Yes, I am saying that. I'm saying that he's going to move into that place and not want to leave for a while at least. Things have to get really crummy.
Dark.
And stay there.
For him to fail on this.
For him to lose hope.
Right. Because he would be like, oh, you're pissing me off. And then look around and be like, not that bad.
Right. Yeah. So I give him at least a year.
Okay. Oh, all right. So you're saying...
Give it a
the first day of next summer.
Oh, okay.
So today's the first day of
summer.
June 21st, 2019.
All right.
21st.
That's good. That would be like a year and a month that they've been together.
All right, then.
And I'm saying at least. He could hold on the five. I mean, if she lets him, I don't doubt he's one of those cats that's like, I'm playing video games on a large screen TV.
The biggest screen TV I've ever seen.
I walk downstairs and right outside my door are all the restaurants I love. Mm. Right outside the door.
I don't even have to leave, though, because I could just get delivery.
Right.
What do you want to eat tonight, Ariana? I'm going to order it.
Or have a chef make it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right, oh, yeah. My God, right.
Better come with a chef.
Yeah, no, someone's going to clean that house for them and cook their meals. Plus, she probably, you know, has like special dietary needs.
You think?
It doesn't everybody these days.
Probably.
You know, that actually sort of leads me. Is she a millennial? What are the ages?
She's 24.
Are they millennials? Too young
for, I think she's a Gen Y. She's one like your kids.
Oh, at 24?
Yeah.
What's the age range for millennials?
It says here 1980. So 24.
Oh, so there
would be the youngest age you can be.
They're
the
youngest millennials possible.
She barely makes it.
All right, listen,
my generation.
Twitter, you know, the social media platform.
Hey,
they're continuing to beat on the millennials. It's old. I'm sure if you're a millennial, right, Bren? You're like, all right, enough.
You know
I'm,
what?
I'm working my ass off.
Yeah,
here.
Get off me.
They did that to Gen X.
Sure,
we were Gen X, and they did that to us.
What's
with the the backward hat and the bad clothes and the
staring at your shoes?
Yeah, there was plenty of that.
But sometimes something comes along and really freshens up the beatdown, which I actually really like this. This is the hashtag Millennial Classic Rock, where people take a well-known classic rock song and change the title just a little bit to make it fit millennials. Mm. Like an example is We Are the Champions, the well-known classic rock Queen song. My friends. Mm-hmm. They've changed it to We Aren't the Champions, but we still deserve a trophy. We Will Rock You has turned into We Will Hack You.
Oh.
We will hack you. Oh, what version is that?
I like it.
Is what the millennials will do. Cold as Ice, the Foreigner song.
Uh-huh.
You're as cold as ice. Is Cold Ass.
Cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
So they've changed that to Cold AF. Cold AF.
Oh.
Sweet Emotion.
Oh,
from Aerosmith.
Oh,
yeah. Sweet
Aerosmith,
emoji.
Right. Mm-hmm. Emoji.
Sweet emoji.
That's funny.
Oh, we'll be jamming this one for sure. This is a super fun jam song because everybody knows the little rap part, but then it's like you can do a 50-part harmony on the Sweet Emotion part.
When you say we'll be jamming this one, you mean in Maine on vacation.
Oh, in Maine on vacation. For sure going to be doing some Sweet Emoji. You want to take a guess at a few of these? What would you change Rock You Like a Hurricane to? Here I am, rock you like a hurricane.
Here I am, rock you like a hurricane.
I am not into these guys. Do you like the Scorpions?
I love some of the Scorpions.
I mean, a couple albums
love. Not the stuff around
it.
1990.
Yeah. I saw them a few times. Great in concert.
They changed this
really?
One.
Mm-hmm.
The hashtag...
I don't even know. What would it be?
Millennial Classic Rock. Rocky. They've changed it to Rocky Like a Hurricane Relief Fund.
Fund?
Yeah. Those have been very, they've been very common. Strawberry Fields Forever is
Beatles.
Now... Yeah, the Beatles is now... Human, listen up.
Yeah.
Non-GMO, gluten-free, nut-free, organic Strawberry Fields Forever.
That's funny.
Hotel California is now Airbnb California. Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Uh-huh. Pour some gluten on me? What?
Pour some organic agave sweetener on me. Take On Me by Aha is Take On Meh. And Super Freak is Uber Freak. There's a million.
Uber Freak.
Yeah, Uber Freak. If you go onto Twitter and look at the hashtag Millennial Classic Rock, some people, some of them are cute.
Yeah.
Triple X Tentacion broke Taylor Swift's single day Spotify streaming record. Not too surprising. His song Sad racked up 10.4 million streams, which surpasses the record Taylor set last year with Look What You Made Me Do. That got 10.1 million streams. Speaking of him, Uzi just handed me... They have arrested someone. It sounds like he was shot in the neck, died instantly. The authorities are saying they think it was a random attack. There's a weird kind of coincidence, though. by the way, on Tuesday night in L.A., things got completely out of hand. Some kind of vigil for him. The police had to use tear gas. His ex-girlfriend is screaming that she was kicked out of a memorial in Florida. This person that they picked up, his name is Diedrich D. Williams. He's 22 years old. They took him in yesterday and booked him for first-degree murder. They're saying there were several witnesses. They had surveillance videos to go on during the investigation. Another name TMZ is talking about, this guy, Soldier Kid, with two Ds. The authorities were kind of honing in on this guy. He posted a picture of himself packing heat Monday, not far from the crime scene, about 7 minutes from where Triple X was killed. There's a photo of his food that he picked up at Hook Fish and Chicken. And his gun's clearly in this shot. But he's also the guy that was pictured sitting on a convertible. There's a red mask strapped around the headrest of the front seat. But this guy, immediately after the shooting, was like, oh, my God, that wasn't me. It's a terrible coincidence that I had a red mask. And he had done something about Triple X. He has a mixtape that has that title, just Triple X. So everyone, because in this thing that he posted, like right before the dude got killed, Soldier Kid, Triple X, but we banging like we BD, Soldier JoJo on the X. So Triple X is right there. There's the mask. And, you know, 10 minutes later, this guy gets shot and this guy's got. But he's saying Triple X is a mixtape that I put out and I have nothing to do with this. And it's totally coincidental that I have this. And he's not the guy they picked up for this. So.
Oh, so they got a guy.
They did pick up a guy. The guy I was just telling you about, Diedrich.
Okay.
Diedrich Williams.
Okay.
They say they used surveillance video and I'm sure they've got a million other leads. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people were calling in. But this other dude is like, it's not me, man.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. I swear, I've been framed.
Oh.
I know. And there's an elderly couple that have been, I guess, for some reason, the authorities had released an address where they thought that the murderer was hanging out. Mm-hmm. And it's this elderly couple. They're like 76 and 73. And I guess, you know, people were showing up at their house, like pretending to be like a pizza boy or whatever to, you know, try to kill the person that.
Wow. How scary.
That had
for
killed
them.
Triple X. I know. They're like, where?
The police released this
yes.
address?
And then later said, oh, oops.
Wow.
What if they did murder that couple?
I know.
Goodness.
The old person says, I refuse to be forced out of my house because of people who threaten me. If they were smart enough to get the address, look at our ages, 73 and 76. We can walk, but that's about it. We're not going out to try to kill anybody.
X what?
No. XX what now? All right, Benny, what's coming up in the news?
Slang terms from some of the states in our union and a booze report.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Yep.
Here's what's happening. We'll begin with today being the first day of summer, so it's on.
And it's going to be hot, too. It's going to get hotter and hotter all weekend in the hundreds. Today, 90s.
All right.
Possible 90s.
Okay.
But
good to know.
Just, you know, warm up your AC.
All right. Also, this weekend is Gay Pride Weekend in San Francisco. Well, probably many cities around the world, but here in San Francisco,
Mecca.
Gay Pride.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This just hit the desk, and I'm seeing it in the Chronicle at the top of the news as well. Coco, the gorilla who mastered sign language, has died at the age of 46.
So it's interesting that you're talking about this. I didn't know this happened. Yesterday, when you weren't here, I gave a quick review of the Mr. Rogers documentary. And there is a moment at the end of that film where Mr. Rogers and Coco have this time together. Mm. And I'd completely forgotten about it until you did this story. But that ape, gorilla, it was such a beautiful time in the film. And Coco has had such an effect not only on Mr. Rogers, but also on Robin Williams and others.
I remember him doing being with the Gorilla, and doing, I don't know why they did a segment together, but you know, Rob, one of Robin's jokes was about how hairy his hands were, and you know,
because he had hairy hands. The right in Santa Cruz.
That's I was about to say that. So the Gorilla Foundation says the 46-year-old Western Lowland Gorilla died in her sleep at the foundation's preserve in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Have you gone to this? Is this something people can go to?
I didn't know that that was
I
there.
Know. We were amazed by that this morning too. Like that is right. Well, it's right down the street from Vinny. It's a little longer street for us, but it's boom.
Coco
was
born
at the
San Francisco Zoo, and Dr. Francine Patterson began teaching the gorilla sign language that became part of the Stanford University project in 1974.
Incredible.
So, Coco.
Is 46 old for a gorilla, do we know?
It doesn't say. It seems like it would be,
seems
doesn't
like
it?
It does. I just don't know what their lifespans are at all.
Probably pretty good for a gorilla.
Yeah.
I wonder if, I'm trying to look up the organization here to see if it's open to the public.
The average lifespan is 35 to 40 years.
Well, in captivity with, you know, the
best ability to say, you know,
my stomach hurts.
I don't like this food.
Right.
How about another try at that?
Right.
Or whatever. Smoking has hit an all-new low, everyone. 14% of U.S. adults smoke. In the 60s, it was almost half of U.S. adults smoked.
Well, that is good news. Does it have any stats on the whole e-cig thing?
Anti-smoking campaigns, cigarette taxes, and smoking bans are combining to bring down the adult smoking rates. You mean what part of that the vape and e-cigs are? It doesn't say.
Is vaping called vaping like a different category on its own?
That's what I was wondering. Like, how many people are still addicted to nicotine?
Yeah.
I don't see that. I think this is about cigarettes. Mm-hmm. I don't think it includes the vape and the, and it's shocking, but kids love the vape. Mm. I didn't realize. I would have thought they would have expected that to just be lame, but it's like status to have a cool one, I guess. And
that and the stupid flavors that are appealing to kids.
Well, and unfortunately, there becomes a competition element in the thing too, because there's people on YouTube who were like doing the best smoke rings.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
We were watching some smoke ring tricks that was like, holy crap, that's amazing.
The guy was good.
Wow.
So anyway, teens and young people are shunning cigarettes, whether or not they're doing that because they prefer vape. I don't have that in my story, but for things to have gone from 60% to 14, I think that's a positive change.
Yes.
Obviously. And, we've talked about it. My parents never smoked, but, you know, when Doyle came over, they put an ashtray out, and he smoked right in her house.
You imagine?
Yeah.
It stinks so bad. It's not like it didn't stink as bad back then. I guess we're just used to it because it was everywhere.
Apart.
Yeah, I feel like.
It's the same as people smoking on airplanes. Can you imagine?
No.
And I actually think that people probably chain smoke. If you're bored, you smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a smoker and you're on an airplane, you probably sat there and huffed a whole pack in 5 hours.
I remember it was like the last three rows when PSA was around. Yeah. It was like the last three rows.
As though that air wasn't
with
getting
our mom.
Recirculated throughout the whole plane.
Oh, because your mom smoked?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Did she ever quit or no?
No.
Smoked all the way to the end.
Heart problems and all.
Well,
that just goes to show you how insidious nicotine is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I
just don't start, kids.
I had bronchitis and would be on the side yard coughing and trying to get my cigarette in.
And colds last so much longer when you smoke. Like, if you start a cough while you have a cold and you're a smoker, that cough will never go away.
Yep. Not smoking on planes officially stopped on every flight in the world in 1990.
That just doesn't seem like that long ago.
It's not.
Well, it's almost 30 years now, but it's...
Yeah, that's a long time.
Oh, is it?
But we've moved into that. Well, it is, because we've moved into that, you know. I remember feeling like saying I knew something 20 years ago felt like, God, I'm getting old. Now it's moved into 30 and...
And 40.
Oh.
Right.
Here are some unique slang terms in our 50 states. I wanted to check this one from Massachusetts. If something is brick.
Never heard of it. That must be a new one.
In Massachusetts, if something is brick, it means very cold.
Oh, well, that would make sense. But no, I've never heard of that one. Must be a new slang. What's the slang here?
California. I don't have one for California.
Oh.
But there's all kinds. We all know that.
Yeah.
Roofer in Arkansas is a synonym for idiot or moron.
Oh, a person who is a roofer?
Uh-huh. Gaper in Colorado is a derogatory term for a bad skier.
A gaper. I wonder why.
No-see-ums.
No-see-ums are like little bugs, little pests.
You know that.
No-see-ums?
Yeah.
Yeah, where's that from?
Florida.
I think that's everywhere. No-see-ums is just, you know, they're like little bugs. You can't even see them. And they just like burrow into you and leave these huge welts.
You know no-see-ums. I've never heard that. Oh. All right.
Well, we just don't have the kind of bugs out here that they have in the more humid areas of the country.
No-see-ums.
No-see-ums.
All right. Hot brown.
Oh,
in Kentucky, that's an open face sandwich.
A hot brown.
A hot brown.
An open face sandwich is a hot brown. I don't get it.
It doesn't sound good.
Mm-mm.
Sounds like poop.
No, sounds like poop. That's exactly what I thought. I was like, is that on someone's sidewalk? I don't know.
There's a soft-spoken kid in Philadelphia named Kevin Davis. He just graduated from high school, and he never missed one single day of school his entire life.
Oh.
From pre-kindergarten through 12th grade, he made it to school every day. It's a total of 2,340 days in a row. He even dislocated his shoulder playing football last year and still showed up for class the next morning.
Well, by the time he gets into his senior year and hasn't broken his record, he's not stopping for anything. The kid could be walking around with pneumonia and he'd go to school.
He says,
I have to keep my record going.
He got his work ethic from his parents, and even when they didn't feel well, they went to work anyway, and so did he. So great. Now that he's graduated, he's hoping to go to a culinary school and open a restaurant called Oh My Goodness.
Oh.
Oma is his grandma's name.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
She passed away in 2010, and so...
Is she a great cook?
I guess, but some of his teachers from the school are so inspired by his story, they started a GoFundMe, and he's up to 20 grand.
Ah, to start his restaurant.
Yep.
Or, I guess, to spend on culinary school.
He still needs 5,000 more.
Oh, well, that
so
is great.
So you can find...
Oh, my goodness.
Kevin Davis on GoFundMe if you want to donate to his cause. Cute enough, right?
It's adorable. Look at you with the good news today.
Here's some bad news. Ow. This was a Father's Day dinner. It turned out to be super gross as Curtis May's daughter and granddaughter took him to the Bohemian Hall and Beer Garden for burgers and beer. Everything was good until
How could that go wrong? Sounds delicious.
Right.
Burgers and beer?
Now, I have a question for you before I even tell the story.
All right.
When you get a receipt from a restaurant, do you look at it?
Sometimes.
Like they bring you the bill and you look it over to make sure they didn't...
Sometimes. Depends if everything went smoothly at the restaurant. Like sometimes there'll be like something that got sent back or a question over whether, you know, if something didn't get delivered to the table or, you know, if there's any question, I would look at it. But yeah, there's plenty of times where I just pay the amount. Seems about right.
Well...
Do you?
I never do. Never. And it's not that I'm made of money or anything. I just don't think to look at that.
Right.
We've ordered. We've eaten. Here's the bill. Let's get out of here. I'm already here at least 30 minutes longer than I wanted to be.
You look at the amount.
Yeah. Well, I have to tip, so I have to go 25% on top of whatever.
Right.
That's, you know, the standard move.
Right.
Anyway, Curtis Mays took a look at his receipt, and along with his cheeseburger with cheddar, well done, and toast the bread, it also says, please spit in it, too.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, it does. I'm going to show you. So...
Oh, my God. Why? Was he a jerk?
He says, I just ordered food and we ate it. He goes, I ate my burger already. I felt like I was going to throw up.
The receipt says, please spit in it, too.
Yeah, here.
So this is just some waiter or waitress?
Waitress. So he confronted the waitress, and she couldn't explain what had happened. She says, I didn't do that. So I was like, who prints the receipt? And she said, well, I take it up there and print it myself. And he said, so you did it. Why are you lying about it? She just walked off. After he complained to the on-duty manager, the waitress was fired, and he got a refund, but... like he said, he felt like he was going to throw up.
Yeah. Well, he should have gone in and asked the guy, did you spit in it?
Well, the manager says it's very unlikely that the cook spit in this guy's
burger. Very unlikely isn't good enough, sir. I'm going to need to talk to that chef.
Does he sue?
I don't know.
You
but
can't
that is,
sue, right?
I don't really know.
I think you can't. You can't.
That is horrible.
You're so bummed, though.
Yeah, please spit in it, too. Is she just trying to be hilarious?
That's not hilarious.
I mean, it might be hilarious among the wait staff and the cook staff, but that's not funny for the guy who's got his burger spit in.
Part of the reason I asked about do you look at your receipt is I bet most people don't.
Yeah.
I'm assuming most people go.
I won't look unless there was something specific.
You look?
I do look.
You do look?
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to make sure you didn't get double ding?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right.
You remember how many drinks you had or
exactly.
whatever.
Exactly. Or sometimes if someone pays for my drink, be like, hey, like I paid for one of those.
Oh, oh.
That guy paid for one.
You got to keep track of who's paying for those drinks.
Interesting. Of course.
Well, I mean, I suppose, too, if you're splitting up a bill, you might really take a good look at it.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Then the frozen shark was at the Steinhardt here in San Francisco.
Oh.
I don't know. I thought it was at the Monterey Bay, but it could be.
Yeah.
I know I saw it.
Maybe you guys
and
went to more
And I'm pretty
than one
sure
place.
That it was the biggest shark at the time ever, and they froze the thing in a block of ice.
How long it was?
No, but I mean, I remember, you know, when you're a kid, everything seems
yes. huge.
So I can't gauge.
You go back and see your house you grew up in, you're like, God, that place is tiny.
Hard to gauge, but yeah. I remember seeing it, though, to this day. It's somewhere around here. There was a big frozen shark display.
And it was in a block of ice.
It was in a block of ice. Like, we're freezing right. this to show it to people because it's so huge. And then I imagine they had to figure out how to bury it or...
Right, use dispose it for, of it or, right. or whatever. Mm-hmm. It must have been, if they were taking it around to show people, it must have been, the block of ice couldn't have been larger than like a semi-truck, right? Because they would have had to stick it, how else would they,
well,
that would weigh a gajillion pounds.
I'm right. sure it wasn't a megalodon.
Right. I don't think those are around.
Yeah, it's been 2.3 million years.
Ah. 408 says, I don't believe this relationship is real. It's a big scam. The whole thing.
Oh, Pete Davidson and... Ariana Grande?
What's the scam?
Yeah, there's no scam. They're definitely boning. But we just don't. The question is, how long is this going to last? Which we've all answered in the last couple of days. We made some bets.
Well, and I told you
what did we get?
This...
$5? $5 from everybody?
Actually, I don't even think we put an amount on it.
How about $5?
I like $5.
Okay, $5.
So you win $20 if you...
Sweet. There was an article about Pete Davidson this morning that I told Yuzi about that you'll, I think
I have it right here.
Okay, so I maybe she will never let go of that guy.
Well, maybe it's wrapped around her. She can't get away. I'll do that first thing because it sounds like just a quickie. And do we have confirmation? Like, do they cite a source?
I don't think so.
She's such a small girl.
Like she's a little thing. Hello! Got me walking side to side. Oh my god, that's so funny.
What?
Like, I don't want to say because Sarah's going to do the
okay,
story.
Okay, so that's
it's
coming
hilarious.
Up next.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.